Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, climbing back into your ear hole and bringing you all the wrestling talk you want. To my left, the one and only, Chad Showtime Schultz. How's it going?
It's going all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I am the living legend, Trebuchet. As I said last week, I'm going to continue to be that. The living legend. Shout out to Liv Morgan there.
Oh,
directly across from me, Cody Goats. How's it going?
Pretty good. Got a stack of gloves.
Yeah, just hanging on to my AJ Styles gloves over there.
Yep. Did you notice they all stick together?
Yeah, well, I was talking about Liv Morgan there. Yeah. No coincidence there.
None whatsoever. She's a dime, ain't she?
Oh, I'm a big fan of hers, yes. She's a 12. She's 12 on a 10, 1 to 10 scale, is all I'm saying. It's one hot tamale.
Which is funny because you're a 1.2.
That's fine. Yeah, no, we average out to a 5, I think. Right, stats guy, average out to a 5?
That does not average out to a 5.
What does it average out to you?
Give me a second.
Like 12 and a 1.2.
13.2 over 2, like 6.6.
Oh, better than I thought. So, Liv Morgan, hit me up at Trebuchet LOL.
Your kids will be slightly above average.
So, we are on the road to WrestleMania here, guys. Before we get too off tangent. a lot of stuff going on. Monday Night Raw happened. Brock Lesnar pretty much just kills Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I like that Roman Reigns is fighting U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like, he goes, "Don't touch me." And ho-ho, they touched him. And then he touched him back with handcuffs on. And then Brock proceeds to make a beeline
to
the ring.
I like that Roman Reigns is committing Class A felonies on
U.S. Marshals.
On live TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, don't worry, he's going to be at Mania. He's not going to be in prison or anything. He just beat up a bunch of U.S. Marshals.
They're trying to build a character. I get it. It's fine. It's for TV purposes.
Yeah, I always think that's... That is hard for me to get the suspension of disbelief with.
Too fake
when
for
they
you?
When they start beating up police officers, like there is like in today, it's like maybe in the '90s, it was different, but like today in like our world, like I don't know. That's like I can live with it for the most part. It is like starting to get to the point where like it's glaringly not real.
Well, that's fair, but I also understand why they do it. These guys were probably up-and-coming wrestlers.
Oh, no, absolutely. Like, they're all indie guys they get to do. I guess I just would rather them be security guards. Because if you go, like, security guards that work in the company...
Just don't make them
U.S.
Marshals.
Don't make them cops. Just, like, as soon as they're
cops... Especially, are you saying with current 2018?
With 2018 the way it is, like, it's hard to believe...
Well, that's the thing, like, for the cops to put their hands on this guy who's not a white guy, and I feel like they were kind of going for that, like, they were playing off the news a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily like it, but I know why they did it, you know what I mean? They were using excessive force, and then Roman got his retaliation, and then Roman got his, because the beast came down.
So for future reference, if you're looking to please me in your wrestling product, security needs to be arresting people, not cops. It's sticky in a lot of ways. Like even the fight, it doesn't bother me really on a political level, but it I imagine it definitely could.
Well, my whole thing is don't make your cops just jobbers. Like back in the Attitude Era when they had cops and stuff, they arrested Austin. The cops took him in and everything. Yeah. They made it look like, you know, it would happen in real life. Like if you fuck with the cops and you hit them and you. You know,
if you go against a restraining order,
you're going to jail, regardless of whether or not you're Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do you remember when, the cops were, like, staring down Goldberg and the one guy's, like, had his hand on his gun?
I do remember. That was a great moment, because Goldberg was, like, you know, this...
He's ready to shoot him.
It was great. I loved it. And then Goldberg went peacefully and everything. But, yeah, I did enjoy that. But, yeah, I don't particularly like Roman beating up the U.S. Marshals either. Just like, I just feel like the U.S. Marshals should have, you know, been able to do it.
Yeah,
I didn't like the spot either.
Especially if you're trying to get him over his face, because there are definitely people going to be like, he's hitting cops.
Yeah.
That's going to bother some people.
It definitely will.
So it bothers me and it doesn't seem real, and they're definitely going to like alienate certain people that are like, hey, he probably shouldn't be like, probably shouldn't be at a PG product showing your top baby face assaulting police officers.
Probably not the best call.
Yeah, no matter how you feel about that, it probably just doesn't get over the right way.
Mm-mm.
But, and then Roman's, you know, in the handcuffs, and Brock's music hit. And I like he, like, goes to grab the chair with, like, his handcuffs on.
Yeah.
And, like, is, like, struggling with it.
No, it was really... That part of it I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, I want Roman Reigns to kick Brock Lesnar's ass after seeing... Like,
yeah, they definitely got Brock over as a heel.
It was great up until Brock tried to push the stretcher over, and then it moved on him, and then he gave it that one little pathetic shove, and it just, like... toppled over.
Yeah, that didn't...
Like, that part of it I found funny, but that's pro wrestling. You know, that's the live element of pro wrestling, which I still enjoy. I'm like, well, because, you know, it was supposed to go over first push, and it didn't, so what do you do? Just push it again. Fuck it.
Yeah. yeah, that wasn't great looking, but admittedly, no. Like, once he's over, you know, they treated it like it was a big deal, and I liked that Roman didn't come back out, and they, like, you know, supposedly he was gone...
Yeah.
I am sick to death of Kurt Angle.
Are you? I feel like they're doing it too much with him.
He was so good. I'm watching 2002 WWE right now.
Oh, well, that's
Kurt Angle is so good on the mic. Like, he's such a great character, and he just, somewhere along the line, he just isn't. He's not any good. Like, I don't know if they're trying to, like...
I wouldn't say he's not any good.
On the mic, he is not very good.
Like, well, I referenced it last week when, like, I botched my EVO bit. Like, I was going to be all like, yeah, OVE, EVO or whatever. I botched it. I'm like, oh, I just pulled a Kurt Angle. Because he does that a lot. Like, I feel like Kurt's so intense.
Even if he's not botching, he just doesn't have that same mic skill anymore. I don't know what happened.
He seems more nervous about it. I would say Shane.
He definitely Shane seems McMahon, nervous on the mic.
Shane McMahon comes across that way to me too. Like, Shane McMahon seems nervous. Like, he sweats like profusely when he's out there by himself.
I don't know. I don't know what happened, because, like, both of those guys used to be so loose, and, you know.
I think part of it is both inside their own head is themselves thinking whether or not they still have it, whether or not they belong in that. And in my opinion, they do. You know, because you don't really lose that, but you have to, being a professional wrestler or in the business, you have to have charisma out the wazoo, and you have to have confidence out the wazoo, too.
I think it's funny, because I feel like Kurt Angle has, like, a certain dadness about him now, where, like, he's kind of, like, not hip anymore. And
I feel like he's holding back.
Yeah, no,
I feel like Kurt's holding back.
He's got, it's funny, because they've turned him into, like, a father here. Yeah. He's got a certain dadness. I kind of feel like, just like his newfound son, Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle
is wait for it,
nerd!
Okay, go ahead, as you were.
No, I feel like that. I feel like Kurt Angle's a nerd. Like, he's acting that way. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Jason Jordan,
he's an NBA nerd by association, is that what you're calling him?
they're expecting him back by May, hopefully. Next surgery, but he's
Get well soon. I love calling you a hashtag nerd.
Yeah, and, I'm definitely missing talking shit about you. He had, like, minor neck surgery, and he'll hopefully be back by May, so he's gonna miss Mania, but
probably be back by, like,
yeah, I hate that storyline too.
Least SummerSlam, yeah.
I Kurt Angle has not impressed me. I'm hoping his match with Ronda Rousey,
but
Mania
Showtime,
is good.
Has there been an illegitimate child Angle in WWE that you cared about? Like, when Hornswoggle turned out to be Vince McMahon's illegitimate kid, did you like that? I did not. I personally would have made it Ken Kennedy. Because
it was supposed to, they screwed that. It was supposed to be Ken Kennedy. Yeah, something got screwed all up.
Either Ken got in trouble backstage or something.
Yeah, I think Ken got a suspension for something. No, you're absolutely right. I think illegitimate children angles are usually not going
anywhere.
It's like
the soap opera element to it. Like, whereas, like, it builds drama, but it's really cheesy, because especially we know that it's not a legit. Like, you know, we can go be like on Wikipedia and be like, oh, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing,
again,
you know?
It's still they're asking a lot of your suspension or disbelief there, and even then, it's like, why do I care? Like, it's not like he's 10 years old and, like, has, like, daddy, you know, drama. He's a grown man. All right, you're my dad. What are we doing here? And I don't know. I think nepotism as a theme is way too played out in WWE as it is.
Oh yeah, they use it all the time.
I talk about that all the time in season one.
I don't need fake nepotism.
It's too much already.
With,
yeah,
yeah, like the real stuff.
The
Flairs,
the Harts, the McMahon.
Yeah, I don't need fake nepotism when there's so much of it already and it's already beaten to death.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey on Raw. What'd you think of that throw she gave?
Didn't see it. I stopped watching Raw. Like, I saw them build up Ronda Rousey's thing. I stopped there because I wanted to see the final deletion.
Sure.
Before, like, I wanted to watch the Impact Wrestling Final Deletion of Jeff Hardy before I watched.
Yeah, saw Ultimate Deletion.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I will let you guys know what I think about that next week. I'm sure it wasn't great because, based on what I heard, it wasn't great, but that's just...
Yeah.
I saw her do a Samoan drop to Stephanie a couple weeks ago. That wasn't great. I'm imagining this is similarly bad.
Basically, Dominic goes to, like, slap her. Ronda, like, catches the slap, kind of, like, grabs her arm, pulls her in, and it... Dana kind of like throws her leg up like they're ballroom dancing.
Oh, so she fought Dana Brooke?
Yeah, it was just like a run in. It wasn't a match. Okay. But like basically, Ronda is in the ring.
Was she Dana supposed to like turn her inside out, kind of? And Dana just like.
No, she like pulls her. She pulls her inward.
Like a short arm clothesline almost.
Yeah, like a short arm clothesline. But basically, she's supposed to catch her and go in for the throw. But you can very clearly see Dana's throwing her leg up so Ronda doesn't have to get it.
Gotcha.
She's handing herself to Dana. To Ronda.
I don't like it when that happens.
Yeah, it's
too, very, it was too telegraphed.
Very telegraphed. Gotcha.
That's part of being new in the WWE. Being new in the WWE.
Looked very ballroom dancing where like you pull a girl in and she fucking throws her leg up.
Do you think if Ronda's really bad, they'll send her to NXT?
No.
If you don't think so?
No. Just she's too big of a name.
Too big of a name?
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm really afraid they're going to try to turn her into a 15-minute wrestler. She doesn't need to be doing that.
No, we were talking about this before, yeah.
She, anyway, we were talking about this in the car. Yeah. She needs to be a Brock Lesnar. She needs to be going in,
throwing
a few suplexes if she's capable.
Yep.
Punching people, elbowing people, throwing on submission moves.
Cross-arm breaker,
yep.
Tap out, go.
There's no reason...
Hit the showers.
There's no reason in the next year Ronda needs to be in a... I mean, so they've already got her in that tag match. I don't think it's right.
I feel Kurt Angle's going to carry her.
Yep, so I feel like...
And she'll probably get the pin over Stephanie.
She's working with Stephanie.
Who is not great in the ring herself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. She should be in the ring with a veteran who can... So like
Put her in there with Natalya.
I wish Emma was still around because I feel like Emma would be the right.
Emma's great. I feel like Emma would be the right. Three claps for Emma right now, guys. 1, 2, 3. Hopefully, she'll win the Ring of Honor.
She's doing Woman of Honor Championship. Doing well in the Indies.
Good.
But I don't see in the next year why any match Ronda Rousey is in should go over the 3-minute mark.
Me neither.
And it's not how they're going to do it. I don't understand.
Like she's got the hype. She's coming in from the UFC. She's the baddest woman on the planet.
She's got the hype.
Like
she wants to be there.
You need to teach her to throw a forearm or two. Like you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
you got to teach her not to throw potatoes. Teach her how to get a working punch.
Yeah, and then just have her couple suplexes and like.
She doesn't need to be doing anything. She's like that Samoan drop. Why is she doing that? She doesn't need to do that. She's an MMA fighter in wrestling. She wants to be a wrestler. I get that. But she doesn't need to be a wrestler. She should be an MMA fighter in wrestling.
I say give her the sleeper hold. If she's a fan of Roddy Piper, give her the damn sleeper hold.
Sleeper hold or like a rear naked choke?
Yeah. Like, no, seriously. If you want to give her that, go that route with it. Go for it.
Well, it works. Well, she's really known for that arm bar, too,
I think. Yeah, no, you can do that. I feel like all her finishers should be holds.
Submissions or even... Have her win a few fights by knockout. Like
have the referee stop the match.
Yeah, have her catch somebody with an elbow and they're just going, nope, over.
Yeah, just be like, done. We need to get somebody out here.
Yeah, carry him out. Like, put her over as a badass, not as a grappler.
Yeah.
Well, she, even in the UFC, she wasn't really known for her...
strikes, really, was she?
No, she was known for her strikes. She wasn't really known for her, like...
Her transitions. Okay. See, I don't know. I don't watch UFC. I'm just like...
Yeah, that was one of her bigger downfalls is that she wasn't, like, very technically sound.
Gotcha.
She was like quite a bit like Lesnar in that she wasn't a great, like...
Ground and pound is what she was.
Yeah, she wasn't the best wrestler. Like, Lesnar was a good wrestler in college, but, like, in the UFC, he wasn't known for submissions.
No, he was known for
being particularly technical.
I know he was known for pummeling guys.
He either kicked the shit out of you on your feet, or he kicked the shit out of you when you were on the ground.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing nothing fancy.
Nope.
Speaking of Lesnar and UFC, Chancey's going back.
I hear he's going back. Heyman's been hitting at it. Like,
yeah,
I don't.
He's got to serve a suspension when he goes back. I know that because he got flagged for juicing on the hunt fight.
Yes, and not even the good kind of dope.
Yeah, no,
like not even the green kind. It's like,
could you imagine Brock Lesnar getting stoned?
I feel like he would be a lot more chill, man.
That'd be
weird. Probably easier to work with.
That'd be weird. We got to get him on the show.
Oh, man. Yeah, could I get him in my 420 room? Just Just
Brock Lesnar, if you're listening to this,
you are invited to Trebuchet's 420 room.
Undisputed podcast of the world. We will smoke you down.
Mm-hmm.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in
the Midwest. We like cheese.
Yeah, he can take us hunting. He can get to us from Canada. He hangs out in Canada all the time.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on down.
We know what's all. We know what it's all about. Like we can hang out. So hit us up. All right, moving on from the beast to the monster. Let's talk about Braun Strowman, the number one contender for the tag team championships.
Yeah,
and his lack of partner.
Who do you think it'll be?
We had hinted that you were saying Elias.
I think Elias would be a good choice.
Elias is a good choice. I don't know, man. Maybe Kane. I don't like it. I could see them doing that.
Yeah.
Two monsters together.
How about you, Go? What do you think?
I kind of like it. I kind of don't. I don't know.
They're going to give them gold dust because they've just been throwing gold dust wherever.
Better not do that.
The golden Strowman? You don't want to see the golden Strowman?
No.
There's loose talks, that it's going to be a certain legend that will be...
Alexa Bliss.
No. That'd be awesome. I'm digging their sexual tension.
Yeah, they're out of the mixed match, but we will get into that in a little bit.
No, they're thinking that Hulk Hogan may make a comeback.
Oh, brother.
So apparently, Braun Strowman's been doing like the Hulk Hogan mannerisms at live events.
Has he? Oh, he's been doing the cup of the ear, the posing,
the flexing. I think he's been hitting some leg drops.
They're gonna do it.
Oh boy.
That'd be a weird
Hulk joking. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
I like Joke Hogan better.
I don't know. I grew it.
Cody Goads does rock a handlebar mustache,
I prefer Braun by himself to Braun with Hulk
just
Hogan.
Just Braun, no
if,
partner.
No, if Braun runs over Sheamus and Cesaro, I will throw the biggest fit you've seen since Dolph Ziggler came back. Like, that is legit. I will not like that at all.
I am a big fan of the bar.
Me too, because they don't just raise the bar, they are the bar. Take that, Ford Motor Company. But, speaking of Braun Strowman, we might as well talk about Mixed Match Challenge because they're out. Who did they lose to? It wasn't Road Warriors. It was...
We got this.
Team Asuka. I am a little disappointed because I am no longer the Kurt Hennig of the Mixed Match Challenge because of the fucking humanoids voted in Team Finn, Sasha,
you damn
and
right they did.
Cody Goats
vote.
Is rocking a half chump because of it.
It didn't matter. I missed the window.
You didn't vote, and they won with 40% of the vote. Like, I don't know.
Ran away with it.
Finn and Sasha, huh? Hey, Go, did you know you can't make me like Sasha Banks?
I'm not trying to.
Make me like Sasha Banks.
I've never tried to.
All right, Cody Goats, 30 seconds. Go ahead and talk about Sasha Banks.
30 seconds.
And go.
30 seconds about Sasha.
She is fantastic. She looks great. I like her with Charlotte and NXT 2014 we're watching right now. It's quite intriguing. I like all her matches, the three or four major ones that they had before they called it off and then... They didn't really call it off because they had more. I find her kind of tacky music to be motivational while I run.
Time.
Okay, good.
And fun. This is fun.
Can I have 5 seconds to run?
Yeah, just give me one quick. Real quick. I like that you didn't call her the boss once. And, he didn't drop that. She's Snoop Dogg's cousin.
To Snoop Dogg's cousin next. Right. I was talking about the song. And then
I will give you a third of the time for a rebuttal here, Showtime. And then you can get into the rest of this, Sasha.
Time me and tell me when to go.
Alright, and
you need 10
three,
seconds, so you can do them one.
Two, one, go.
She's terrible.
I knew it.
And time. All right.
Just running out the clock.
That's right. I wanted to make it official. I said I was going to do it. That's what I'll do. So how does it feel to be undisputed podcast champion of the world?
It feels fantastic.
I'm so mad that you beat me at Mean Bean Machine.
I'm not going to change the tiebreaker while I'm...
Well, I would hope you wouldn't. Probably the favorite going into any Mean Bean Machine.
I just
You're good too, Joe.
I just want you to know that WrestleMania
Yes.
Is coming up, and it I is. Want my belt back.
We will see. We will see.
Me too. It's got my name on it 4 times. No, at least.
It does. And at least staples.
At, oh, yeah. it's technically this, my hardcore
this,
championship.
Yeah, this is worse than the hardcore title.
It's pretty good. I love it. It's very special. Holds a very special place in my heart.
Okay, so after round 2 ended, we still had quite the log jam in the standings for all the brackets that got picked. And but this Ms. Asuka winning really made some difference. Do you have the message thread so I can explain? I don't remember.
We are currently recording on my phone, so no.
I can pull it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, pull that up. A few people are alive. Most people are dead.
Let me just reach over these cracks on my phone. I've had a rough day.
Yeah. Showtime cracked his phone, and it's broken, just like Matt Hardy is.
Nah.
So I'm in.
We got our Mixed Max challenge here. A bunch of GIFs you guys posted.
We like the GIFs.
All right. So it looks like we have in first place
a tie.
Of Trebuchet.
Oh, yeah. We'll go ahead and say it again.
A tie of Trebuchet and A-Train, both at 54 points.
I had to contain my joy there the second time.
So it seems as though...
If nobody gets any more points, there will be a tie.
However...
Possible.
However...
We have two money in the bank.
Trebuchet and A-Train both have different pick champions.
Okay.
Yes. Trebuchet has Ms. Asuka. Mm-hmm. A-Train has Bobby Roode and Charlotte Flair.
If Finn and Sasha just win the whole thing, then get all the remaining points, then you will have a tie. But I don't think that's going to happen, as big of a fan of them as I am.
I think that if there's a tie, the current general manager should come up with a tiebreaker.
Oh, really?
Yes. Not you current, just whoever's the current manager at the time.
I think Mean Gene Machine should be.
Well, no, WrestleMania will happen, then they'll have the final one that Tuesday. Yeah.
I think they're still going to not do it on that Tuesday. They haven't technically said they are going to.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to do it on Tuesday, so.
I think they are, too. Especially considering Miz and Asuka are probably going to be in that finals. They can't. They're not going to.
Yeah, they're not going to. I don't think they're going to do it at WrestleMania anymore. I've deviated from that.
All right. So, why does Trebuchet have 24 remaining points, but everyone else, but A-Train has 36 remaining points?
Trebuchet has.
I don't understand.
Trebuchet has. Hold on. Right here. Becky Lynch and Sami Zayn. Winning the Ric Flair match.
Okay, so he can't score points.
Son of a fucking bitch! I forgot I did that.
He can only score points by having Miz Asuka win the championship. He's 24 points
possible
remaining. That's
awful.
The champ picks were 24.
You people.
Okay.
You humanoids. So, you ruined it.
So we've got A-Train and Trebuchet at 54.
Yep.
Roy at 50 with 36 still possible.
Oh, man.
With Miz and Asuka winning.
Oh, I don't like that.
So it sounds like Roy might be
in the driver's seat. I think I wrote in the comments, if Miz Asuka win, it depends on what happens in this Ric Flair match.
I may tie Roy, but I may not.
What is Roy... Who does Roy have winning that match?
Roy has Ric Flair.
Oh, shit.
So
I'm rooting
Flair
for,
wins.
I'm rooting for Finn Sasha hard.
You are, yeah.
Okay.
Then you're dead.
I have to like Sasha.
We've got Devin at 44 with 36 left.
Mm-hmm. Sure his bracket's dead because she has like a lot of people have Ric Flair winning.
But we all know A-Train's got the best.
Yeah, A-Train has the best.
We all know that the A-Train.
If Ric Flair wins the whole thing, A-Train's got it.
Okay. Brooke has 42 points with only 12 remaining, so it sounds like she's dead.
Yeah, she only has Ric Flair advancing, but she has undead chance.
She has Strowman and Bliss winning.
Exactly.
I'm at 38 with 36 points remaining with Ric Flair winning. I think I'm basically dead here, too.
Yep, because of A-Train in front of you. Yep.
You're at 32 with 36 remaining with Ric Flair winning.
A-Train's ahead of me.
Is at 22 with 12 points remaining, so
D's definitely dead. Yeah, so I think it's just, like I said, if Sasha Finn wins at all, there's a tie between Trebuchet and A-Train.
That's good.
If Ric Flair wins at all, A-Train wins. If Ms. Asuka wins at all, then Trebuchet wins the whole thing?
No, Roy.
Or it's Roy either Trebuchet or Roy.
Dependent.
If Ms. Asuka beats Ric Flair, Roy wins. If Ms. Asuka beats Sasha,
so
and
we really Finn, only have Roy wins. We really only have three contenders left.
Three contenders, yeah. Roy, A-Train, and Trebuchet.
I'm hoping to bring that Money in the Bank title home so I can cash it in immediately and win.
Who do we think's going to win at this point? I thought Strowman and Bliss were going to win.
I put Road Warriors. Yeah. I think Ms. Asuka.
I'm going Ms. Asuka still.
If they weren't going to weasel out Asuka by now,
yeah,
in some way or another, she's just going to win. I figured they would have found a way to get her out of it before now. Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a decent chance Ric Flair is going to win because I feel like, I don't know how likely it is. I mean, it's very dependent on what happens at WrestleMania. I think this is going to happen after WrestleMania now. Asuka loses at WrestleMania. Well, that will stick out the window.
And loses this match?
No. If Asuka then loses at WrestleMania, it's wide open.
Then Miz can take the pin, and it's not a big of a deal because... I filled this out that it shouldn't count.
I would not be surprised if they give Asuka a losing streak
Was either that Miz will get pinned, but they won't count it towards their losing streak.
But they've been acting like it's going to count.
They've been selling it like it's going to count. Or that they would have Asuka get like banged up in some way that she couldn't compete, such they would be like disqualified. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't be a lot. Like I thought for sure they would get a way to weasel her.
Yeah. At this point, though, it just seems like
no. At this point, she's in it for the long haul.
But a losing streak is possible. I agree. Losing streak after a winning streak possible.
I still think Ms. Asuka. I don't like that Rude and Flair did it, but I do like that Finn and Sasha got 40% of the vote.
I wonder how they
so that kind of makes me feel like they may mm-hmm. pull off the upset
here.
Yeah,
piecing apart like what they're trying to do with this thing, like
I still like my chances.
What was there like? What's it like going into it? I'm like, well, the fan vote probably they're not going to do anything with that because they're going to try and fucking figure out who's going to win this well in advance. So they're not going to let that fan vote even matter. But maybe they're going to, you know, rewrite the bracket at this point and decide maybe, fan vote. I don't know.
Is bracket your favorite word?
I love saying bracket.
Parentheses are so much better.
I think Chris Goat is a bracket sexual.
Oh, he's a bisexual.
That sounds like I'm bisexual, but it's for women in brackets.
Women in brackets. Women in brackets. Why do I feel like it's a porn site? Does someone Google women in brackets real quick?
This is going to be a couple of chicks cosplaying as brackets. It's going to be like, hey, meet me in between the brackets. You're like, oh, this is the best porn
ever. It's actually just going to be a website for girls with braces.
Oh.
Okay, but all right. Moving on here, let's talk about the biggest news this week. Daniel Bryan is back.
Yes.
He finally cleared WWE's protocol. Finally. Yeah.
Not only is he cleared, I was reading that they found no evidence that the brain injury they thought he had ever existed.
Really?
He might not. So there was a lot of controversy. The reason he started going to see specialists was
I thought he had a head injury or something.
Yeah, well, they said he had a head. He's had lots of concussions. But
I think in Grand Rapids they actually stopped the match because he like either concussed himself or something. He was like fighting Randy Orton or something on one of them. But yeah, go ahead.
So they were afraid that he had some kind of like brain injury. Basically, the test that they ran to confirm that, I guess, has been not particularly is seen as kind of in the medical community.
All tests are coming up negative. Ever
since then, all the tests have been coming up negative. But this one test that disqualified him, they weren't ready to like rule out. He started seeing specialists because there was doctors like, we think you're fine. Every doctor who goes see them, like, you've definitely had concussions, but like, there's no reason to think you've got brain damage.
Right.
They've had this. That was why I didn't really believe the rumors, is because there had been several doctors that said he was fine, mm-hmm. but they weren't clearing him. So like, the rumor that he's coming back had happened so many times.
Oh, dude, yeah, seriously. I talked to wrestling fans
doctor says Daniel Bryan's fine, he's coming back, but that 6 months goes by and he isn't back.
You could listen to like the last three like Royal Rumble podcasts, and there's always somebody in the room predicting Daniel Bryan's going to come back.
There's the rumor is that he's been cleared since January.
Yeah,
they've known for a minute.
I've heard that, and I was a little shocked that they announced it before SmackDown. But then after I talked to you, it puts more butts in seats.
Way more sense.
It'll get higher viewership to know Daniel Bryan's coming back. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's say your ratings at 2.0 is going to be a 2.0 that night.
Yeah, you hear
whatever it is. If you announce on SmackDown that Daniel Bryan's back, it's still going to be at 2.0, maybe slightly higher for people tuning in after.
Right.
But if you announce it before it, you can easily do a 3.0.
Probably. Yep, absolutely. So that way it's trending on Twitter before SmackDown, during, and after.
So you watched it, right?
I did not watch SmackDown,
You haven't seen... The thing that gets me the most is... Daniel Bryan's given like his like speech to come back. Have you seen the speech at least?
No, I didn't watch any of SmackDown.
So he's pretty calm for most of the speech, except for when he says Bree's name. He does it like three times where he'll say Bree, yeah. And like he like
jumps up.
He gets he starts to like cry for like a second when I'm so happy for them. Like you could tell
he misses it. You know he misses it.
That retirement speech, I cried that night. Like that was.
It was sad. It was definitely
you
sad.
You could see as a person, he lost something very important to him.
He didn't know what he was going to do, you know? Like he pretty much gave his life for wrestling, is the way he puts
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know? And a lot of these guys do, you know? Which is why you get guys, the fans still cheer CM Punk, because the fans know that he probably still misses it and, you know, mm-hmm. would love to come back if it wasn't for politics.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan's back, cuts a good promo, goes right into the back. Who else but Dolph Ziggler
walks up to him and says,
I'd like to...
No!
That's right.
Trebuchet's gone.
Trebuchet's gone. Dolph Ziggler says that he would like to say the first to say congratulations that he can't wait to beat Daniel Bryan. Oh, hey, buddy. I'm welcome back.
I'm back. Yeah.
Just had to take a lap.
I gotta walk the Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler is a part of wrestling walk that Trebuchet takes.
It happens, but I want to be happy about it.
So I'm going to go ahead and spoil SmackDown for you, though. So
go ahead. I saw some stuff on Facebook, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Yeah, so Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn beat the shit out of Shane McMahon last week.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan fires them.
Okay.
Basically says, hey.
After his speech, did they interrupt him?
This was later.
Later, okay.
He fires them, says, hey, you way overstepped, I've supported you guys for a long time. This isn't forever. I was fired once and I came back. So I have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're going to take it okay. And then just beat the shit out of them.
Out of Daniel?
Yeah. Daniel Bryan takes the pop-up powerbomb to the apron.
Oh, man.
He has to be cleared because taking bumps. They beat the shit out of him. Oh, it was... It's a little uncomfortable.
People are going to definitely want to see these guys get theirs.
It's a little uncomfortable. So it sounds like we're getting Shane Bryan versus Owen Zayn at Mania. It's not the match I'd love him to have, but I'm pumped for it.
I'm happy Daniel's back. Yes movement is in effect.
Who do you want to see Daniel fight now that he's back?
A couple guys. I'd like to see him fight Finn Balor.
Yep.
But that would have to be a superstar shakeup. SmackDown guys, we talking or
just anybody
in general?
Just anybody.
I'd like to see him fight AJ. I definitely want to see him fight AJ.
Daniel AJ.
That was the one I was on. That would bring the house down.
Daniel AJ seems like a great match. I really want to see the Daniel Miz.
That was the one I was trying to think of.
They've never stopped feuding.
No, Daniel had legit beef after Daniel got hurt.
Miz just shoots on him and is
got very uncomfortable for Renee.
If you had any balls, you'd quit and you'd go wrestle in a gym the way you want to.
Exactly.
But you don't.
He was telling him, you're jealous because I can still do this. He took his kicks. He literally was needling him every step of the way.
I like to think that they said maybe Daniel Bryan will be back one day, and when he is, we've got this tailor-made feud with him and the Miz.
Yeah.
In fact, I was thinking that that Miz was going to lose the Intercontinental title at Mania, but with Daniel Bryan back, I think he might keep it. And during the Superstar Shakeup, Daniel Bryan goes to Raw
or Miz go to SmackDown.
Yeah, one of the two.
And Daniel Bryan vacated the Intercontinental title when he basically went to retired. Yeah. He vacated the title, was gone for a minute, and then basically retired.
Yep.
Didn't come back from that. So it would make sense that he'd pick up right where he left off at the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it was like he won the Intercontinental title at Mania. Mm-hmm. I think he had like two matches. I think if I remember correctly, Sheamus was the guy that like put him out. He caught a bad kick and basically because people were hot at Sheamus about it because Sheamus isn't known as the safest guy in the ring.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, he very physical.
But you know that when you're getting in there with Sheamus.
Yeah, they like, basically
you gotta be aware.
They basically said like the kick from Sheamus is what did it to him. But
you know what match I don't want to see.
What?
Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton. I don't want to see that
at all.
I hate watching these two fight each other. It's the worst.
I don't want to see anything Randy Orton. I am
done. Randy Orton, stale dumb. Chips.
He's U.S. champ right now for some reason.
Because he hasn't had it yet. And why not give it to him? Because he's had everything else.
He's Grand Slam champ. No, I get it.
No, that's why.
I'm done.
They did it to piss off A-Train.
No, that's true.
Irritate me a little bit.
Have we read A-Train's angry top 10?
I tweeted it out. You can check that out at TrebuchetLOL. You can see the aftermath of the A-Train's top 10.
He releases his own immediately after Randy won it.
I
don't want to say that A-Train gets defensive about Bobby Roode. I think I said a few
I'll weeks say ago, it. He gets defensive I about Bobby
he,
Roode.
I said a few weeks ago that Bobby Roode was not as good as he thinks he as A-Train thinks he is, and he attempted a glorious DDT.
He did. That is real talk.
Yeah, no, witnesses.
He attempted
to hit me with a DDT for saying
that. He did. He threatened me with one the other day at the bar. I'm like, hey, you better not. Don't touch me. That's my whole angle.
Yeah. I want to be NWA champion, but I don't want to
but
take
I don't
any
want to be touched.
I don't want to take any DDTs.
Yeah, no. donate to my GoFundMe, by
still
the way.
$50 there, Joe.
I am. AJ Styles.
Who donated that $50?
Jeff Jarrett, Trebuchet. How good does that sound together? Just rare company.
Someone we know.
My buddy Christian, Captain Charisma, of my own, donated because he believes in the living legend Trebuchet. And he should, because I'm going to be the next NWA champion.
I wouldn't mind seeing Shinsuke and
Shinsuke and Bryan would be a good match.
I don't believe
you
that.
You don't like Shinsuke at all.
You are so dumb.
I've been called way worse than that.
I'm keeping it tame because I love you, but no, you are not smart about Shinsuke.
I do not see it.
I cannot wait for WrestleMania to happen so you can eat that big
you're
bullet
gonna have to wait. I'm in my defense, Chad, you're probably going to have to wait till the day after WrestleMania. Hey, it's going to be a rager, and I may not make it to the main event.
Yeah, we're going to have
like,
to.
Unless they open up with AJ Shinsuke, which I don't think they're doing.
I'm planning on like crashing on your floor that night.
Yeah.
We can rewatch any of WrestleMania we missed.
I have taken that Monday off, so we are definitely.
I'm planning Four Loko Power Hour for Mania.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to commit to a power. talk to me. Then.
Here's the thing: a Four Loko Power Hour will cost us all like $12. Like,
well, you supply the Four Loko, I will supply the hour.
The cost of that is not financial. It's completely different.
How much is a liver transplant?
Yeah, like, that doesn't take into account the medical bills you're gonna have afterwards.
The emotional toll. The physical damage.
quick question about SmackDown. Was John Cena there calling out The Undertaker?
No.
Did he do that on Raw?
He did it on Raw.
He did it on Raw? I thought he sucked.
Yeah,
he came out and
basically called Undertaker a coward, came out,
no
came
response.
Out and
choked him. He got all butthurt. No response. I deserve a response. I'm like, no, you don't. He's the dead man's dead. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
John Cena at WrestleMania.
It sounds like
Kane, it's going to happen.
Kane versus Cena for Raw this week, I think.
Is that what it is?
Okay.
Yeah, we were calling Kane, so we're like, it's going to be Kane. He's coming.
That must be Kane.
That must be Kane. Speaking of one thing that's terrible to something that's really terrible, let's talk about Impact Wrestling real quick. Let's not talk about Impact. Let's talk about something even worse. Let's talk about Vince Russo real quick. Vince Russo was in the news.
This is some wrestling/podcasting dirt I've got right here.
Yeah.
We've released
Showtime on the internet. Yeah. And this is what he came back with. Hit us up.
So, Vince Russo, notorious dickbag.
Mm-hmm.
Bag of dicks. Yeah, he's the worst. So he's on two. For a while he had two different podcasts. He was on two different networks. I'm not going to tell you what they are because I'm not going to advertise.
He was the reason for their success too.
Yeah, no, totally. But basically, Vince Russo has said several times in the past that he thinks like hardcore wrestling fans. So not like hardcore as in like.
Like chairs, ECW, yeah.
But like hardcore, like us, like we're into it a we're lot. We you own. So according to him,
I watch Impact Wrestling. That's enough.
So,
like.
So you own Title Belt replicas. He says anybody that owns a Title Belt replica is a mark and probably a homosexual. So anybody into wrestling enough to run a podcast or buy. A title belt or have wrestling nickname.
A bunch of merch.
Must be homosexual because we care about men in tights.
Would he feel that way if I had the women's title?
He'd probably book that. I don't know.
He'd probably just say you're a cross-dresser.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. That's pretty... I don't know why he's saying that.
It's pretty inflammatory,
pretty
right?
Inflammatory. Yeah.
Especially because he's famous because of wrestling.
I'm just thinking that his greasy ass shouldn't be fucking talking all that shit. I'm just saying.
No, like. I agree. So he said it several times, and he said it again recently. A wrestling journalist will say Ryan Satin called up one of the podcast companies he did for a comment. Said, hey, what do you think about you're running wrestling podcasts and this guy's on one of your wrestling podcasts on your network calling, wrestling fans a bunch of gay people? Yeah. How do you feel about that? Vince got fired up and basically got his masses. The only people dumber than Vince Russo are the people that follow, like, Vince Russo.
Oh, yeah. Like, these people are below humanoids. These are, like, just... They're just terrible.
They're not
people.
Humanoids. They're hemorrhoids.
There you go. That's well.
Oh. Yeah.
That works.
But basically, Ryan and his girlfriend were receiving death threats from these people.
Jeez.
Vince Russo, wouldn't tell him to knock it off. And it eventually led to Vince Russo getting kicked off one of his podcasting
networks. Oh, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Exactly.
You're fired.
Yeah. I'm hoping...
Throw up some more slurs there, buddy. Go ahead. Yeah, I love it. This is my favorite part of the news so far, is that Vince Russo got fired. I love hearing that. It just puts a smile on my face.
I don't understand the logic behind it. Because if he thinks he's actually... If he's not just saying it to get attention, and he actually means it...
Well, I heard he said it was because men wrestling men.
What does he expect... How does he... Like the industry in general, like, how does he... Like, does he think that it should be all casual fans? Or does he just assume it's cool to just, like... Because he called them marks, too, which is... Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. So we gotta prey on these people... Because they are homosexuals.
He hate. Jim Cornette always said that Vince Russo hated the wrestling industry. Like he liked trash TV.
He's like a Howard Stern.
He liked Jerry Springer, not wrestling. That's why he didn't book wrestling. He didn't book wrestling matches because he didn't get it and he didn't want to. He didn't like it.
He booked gimmicks.
It was, Jim Cornette would say that it was really hard working with Vince Russo and TNA because Jim Cornette had to work the matches out, mm-hmm. but Vince wanted all these weird stories being told but wouldn't touch the actual wrestling product. Mm-hmm. So it was really hard to tell those stories.
How long was he involved with TNA for?
That's an episode in itself. Because he's been in and out several times.
Okay. I know, like,
and doing various
WCW
things.
And all that.
Yeah, so basically,
I know that part of him.
Yeah,
more.
Sidebar real quick, guys. If you know who's in charge of Impact Wrestling right now, please tweet at
Please. Who is running that thing?
I tried to look it up. I tried to look it up on Wikipedia, and it was really confusing.
I think we're going to get to the interesting part of Impact soon, where the episodes they recorded in January will end.
we'll get to that.
I think it's just a bunch of minority owners. Like,
it
I think
is.
They
like
all
17
just,
people.
Yeah, I think Anthem they all Sports. Own little. Yeah. Yeah, I think Anthem Sports owns a chunk of it, but that's a bunch of people already.
Yeah.
And then I think a bunch of people, other networks throughout the world, that are
still
owned.
Somebody, that's like the point of Like, I'm running this thing. Like,
yeah, because I think Fight Network owns some of it. Anthem owns some of it. But yeah, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he was running it for a while.
See, Vince never owned it, but he was booking it for a while.
Gotcha.
Because Vince and Jeff Jarrett get along real well.
Oh, really? Yeah,
mainly because Vince booked Jeff Jarrett to win when
such
no one else
would. Slap
nut. But yeah, we actually should do like a conversation about like the politics of TNA. We should do it. Like, that's cool. A whole fucking episode.
We'll do an episode on that coming up here. Absolutely.
But yeah, I figured just some karma in the news that when you call wrestling fans gay, you should lose your job.
You should. Yeah. You should. How dare you? Like, even if they are, how dare you?
Well,
for,
it's a generalization.
Like,
yeah, it can't even be true. Like,
yeah,
even
if
some are.
I don't even care.
So like, one thing, basically, Vince,
you're alienating people regardless. I don't like it at all.
The first time he said it was basically talking about how small guys are. So he likes to talk about Finn Balor being like not strong, and someone sent him a picture of like Finn Balor
with like an 18 pack.
Finn Balor with all those abs.
Yeah,
and basically it was a picture of like Finn Balor like in his trunks. He's like, how is this guy weak? And the guy goes, "Oh, you're sending me a picture of Finn Balor in his trunks. You must be gay. Why would you even have that?" Like, because he wrestles. It's all he wrestles.
That's what your argument was.
Your argument
dumbass.
Is that he's small. I'm sending you a picture that proves it isn't true, and you call me gay. Vince Russo is just a slime ball.
It's like a fucking 8-year-old response. Like, oh, you're gay. Oh, that's so stupid. You're gay. Like, get over it, man. Like,
welcome to 2018.
Bottom of the barrel hemorrhoid. #  Russo is a hemorrhoid. There we go.
I like it.
That's what I wanted to say about him.
He's a hemorrhoid.
Right. I deserve to be said again.
Speaking of Impact.
Speaking of Impact. Yes, I watched it again.
Yeah, I saw a little...
I watched most of it.
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Falaba, he did the circle thing.
Yes, the thing.
And I feel like
he has to punch. He owes us a punch.
Yeah, he owes me a punch because he did that.
I don't understand.
You don't know the meme. I can tell by when he didn't react to the video.
Yeah, I don't know the meme.
That is just a thing a lot of jocks do it.
In middle school.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, that was you have to have your hand
below
your belt.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you do this and someone looks
like the John Cena,
you can punch them.
Okay. How old are you, Chris?
The
29. 29, alright, I'm 25, so I'm a few years younger than you, and I know I'm younger than you.
Yeah. They did it on an episode of Tough Enough.
Did they?
Like, yeah, I believe it was the one where Harvard guy.
Okay.
Chris Nowinski.
Okay,
so
all I know about that hand signal is like, now it's like really, like, you don't do that because, like, Donald Trump does it, and it's like a... 4chan was like, it's a white power thing, and I don't know what to believe about any of that.
Oh, I don't know that.
That's the only thing I know about that.
There's a lot of, like, memes on the internet where, like, they'll get you to watch the video, but instead of, like, it's kind of like a Rickroll video. They're not trying to get you to watch, you know, the Rickroll. They're trying to get you to see that and be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I guess that explains why he did it like that.
He's teasing it, and then like, with his hand motions. And then
that was
just goes for it.
Oh, that explains why you guys were all pumped about it. I was like, I don't
get it. Exactly. No, if you don't get it.
I didn't,
like,
know that meme.
Absolutely. So, that happened. That was cool.
What do you guys think of Falaba? He's like a...
He's good. He's good.
Right? Yeah,
he was very entertaining in the ring. Like, he wrestled the two guys in the black trunks that I don't remember their names because they're just not marketable, really. One guy had a beard. The other guy was just a regular guy. But they won. So that was the weird thing, too.
It's super generic, yeah.
So they won in a handicap match?
No, it was just one of the guys. But his buddy helped him out a little bit and everything.
It wasn't one OVE, was it?
No, it wasn't OVE, guys.
Was it Trevor Lee? Or like
it was OVE. So that was...
Very generic.
That was an okay match. That match was actually okay. It was pretty entertaining. Then, at one point, you got the OVE logo, and you got, like, the Steadicam. Apparently, he's stalking Eddie Edwards' wife, and there's a bunch of hotel scenes of him following her. And then he goes up to a maid and goes, "Can I get into room 317? They show him opening the door. They go to commercial. Eddie Edwards is rushing back to the hotel and everything.
Trying to find her.
His eye's all fucked, isn't it? Like,
it's still black and blue and stuff.
It doesn't look very nice. Yeah.
So he runs back to the hotel. He bursts into her room. She's okay. He wakes her up, tells her to go back to bed. And he calms down, and everything goes out back to the door. And then the maid says, "Hello, Eddie," or something. And it's
Callahan in a maid outfit.
And then, it's pretty much what it was. And then at the end of it, you just see Eddie Edwards' wife going, "I called the cops, get out of here." Like, you never actually seen him, like, put his hands on Eddie Edwards, which he should never, ever do ever again. Shouldn't put his hands on anybody. Which brings me to my other point. EVO, everybody versus Ohio, because who's better than Ohio? Everybody.
So here's my problem. Now that I know that Eddie Edwards is okay, I don't give a shit anymore. Like, that feud doesn't mean anything to me as long as, like, if he's okay, like, if he's still got his eye and he's all right and, like, he's not going to shoot, beat the fuck out of him,
I'm waiting for him to get his, but, like,
care. You know, like, it's not that interesting. Everything about Impact is just so, like, I just can't care. Except for, I do care about, how's my girl Allie doing?
Allie is super hot. Super hot.
You wrote down Allie equals hot.
Allie equals hot. That's what it says in my notes.
I believe that's what it says.
And, no, she won her match, and then,
Who'd she fight?
Oh.
The girl, what's the...
Somebody forgettable.
Black outfit. Somebody, kind of bulky. Kind of like a Sarah Logan build to her. Can't think of her name.
Was it Taya Valkyrie?
Maybe.
I think that sounds familiar.
Anyways.
I'm not going to confirm that.
Anyways, I don't know. Allie wins her match, and then some doucher comes out and proposes a marriage, I think, but no ring.
No ring. No ring. Not even an onion ring.
Oh, is it Braxton Sutter?
Yeah, that's the guy.
So that's her real-life husband, and like they've been on again, off again.
She says no. Then a new female wrestler comes out and jumps Allie, beats her down and everything.
Sue Young, I believe. The Living Dead Bride or something.
And I was not really impressed by what I saw, but it's hard for one particular match to tell. But
Sue Young, I believe, is... who's the guy that got fired from WWE recently? The Cruiserweight, not Enzo, the other guy.
Oh, Swan?
Rick Swan? Rich Swan. I believe that's Rich Swan's wife.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that's his wife.
Okay. Well, she comes out. Just fun fact. She beat Allie down, and then the dude goes, good job to Sue Young, and I think he left with her, actually.
Yeah, man, that probably makes sense. Because, yeah, Sutter's a bad guy now for some reason.
So that happened.
EC3 got fired, right?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Let's talk about the fucking turd in the middle of the room, fucking Josh Matthews. And
fuck Josh Matthews.
The fucking grand championship that means absolutely dick right now. It means nothing. Like, it meant dick before, but it means less than
Josh
dick
Matthews
now.
Is, like, wearing it, too, isn't he?
Well, that's the thing. Like
he
when
can't
the,
even have it.
When he's
not even there. Sorry.
When he comes out with Seidel, he has it. But when he was back with Sanjay, he didn't have it because he said it was getting polished and he was putting his nameplate on it, which makes me feel like this.
Not because they don't have it over there right now.
Yeah, I'm like, just don't even. Don't bring it up if you don't have it. Here's the thing.
So we started with Josh Matthews and Sanjay on commentary, which was unbearable.
Unbearable. I thought
now we've
that was...
got. Heel Josh Matthews and Sanjay in commentary.
It's fucking so bad.
I mean,
it's so bad.
They have to.
I feel like I'm developing a brain aneurysm listening to this stuff. Like, I'm like,
they
I'm
have
just gonna...
to record this stuff, the commentary. I mean, they might do some of the matches when the matches are happening, but I feel like some of it's just done way, like they do that in production way after.
Oh, it's done way after. You can tell it's done way after. It's done way after.
That's why they don't have the bell or anything. It's just...
Well, yeah, because they have to know what's going on for, like, the network. Because the way they plug everything, they couldn't have done that 6 months ago.
Exactly.
They definitely
aren't calling the action live. They're definitely doing matches. And then Josh Matthews and Sanjay Dutt are calling it after the fact. This is the way it's going.
Seems like it's happening, yeah.
And watch Schitt's Creek, everybody, because fucking a bunch of bullshit happened in that. And let's ignore this fucking wrestling match that we're watching.
I still laugh about that.
I feel like Joey Styles. I'm like, can we call the wrestling? Oh, can we please call the wrestling? I don't want to hear a commercial in the middle of wrestling.
I just remember I was like half paying attention to that episode, and I hear Schitt's Creek, and I was like, what did Josh Matthews just say? what provoked him to say that on commentary? Oh, it's a show. I get it. It kind of woke me up.
So that's where Impact bottomed out for me. Monsters Ball happened, and it was okay.
You wanted Abyss to win.
I thought Abyss should have won since it was his return, but
it makes no sense. But I was telling
Cody Goats before. I'm like, I think Abyss has a losing record in Monsters Ball matches.
I think he does.
I think he's won like one of them that I've seen.
Yeah, there was. Monsters Ball
Abyss never needs
Monsters
to win.
Monsters Ball doesn't mean what it used to.
No, it doesn't.
It's just a hardcore match.
It's a hardcore match. They had like barbed wire and stuff like that. Yeah, but
doesn't he take like a splash on the like in the barbed wire slammed, for the win?
This barbed wire didn't look like old school barbed wire. It looked like it was gimmicky a little bit, but that's fine because I don't want these guys like killing each other.
Sure.
But and then the big guy comes off and splashes Abyss 1-2-3. It's over.
Kongo Kong. What do you think? I definitely thought some of those like choke slams he hit were not very like very good looking. Like that, he does that choke slam on the barbed wire.
Yeah,
that he almost looks like he's picking him up and like just setting him on. He took something
off of it.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't look very good. I met him in person though.
Did you? No, I'm not opposed and I'm not for. I'm neutral. I like that they gave him the other guy to talk for him because I feel like that.
Jimmy Jacobs.
Yeah,
it's funny.
He's got a lot of charisma.
Jimmy Jacobs and Kongo Kong are from the area.
Really?
Kongo Kong is from Grand Rapids.
Oh, that's dope.
And I think Jimmy Jacobs is from the either West Michigan or like Northern West Michigan.
Okay, that's really cool. I did not know that.
But yeah, I met Kongo Kong at one of like the local events. I like slapped his hand on his way to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I smelled like cocoa butter for 3 days. He bathed in suntan lotion, that guy.
He's giving you the old stripper treatment.
Yeah, I literally like the next day was like, I still smell like Kongo Kong. he's oily. Like when he comes, like he's shiny.
Yeah.
I would have gotten a picture with him. He was charging like $15 to get a picture with him.
Damn, that's steep. That's steep for a picture.
He's like a big dude. Like he's big guy.
He's intimidating. He's definitely intimidating.
Yeah, I definitely
he's got a good look. That's why I'm saying I'm not like he definitely isn't the best in the ring, but I've seen worse. I've definitely seen worse.
I mean, he's a big guy. He doesn't have to be.
He's believable. He's a monster. Super technically sound. He's gonna be taking some harder bumps than these other guys. So
wasn't James Mitchell back too?
James Mitchell was back.
Sinister Minister.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't very effective in this particular match.
I liked seeing him.
He's a good talker.
Yeah. He's a good talker. I love that that he tells like a story on that Forever Hardcore DVD. He talks about blowing his flash gun. He's throwing a fireball.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a flare gun. But
like connected to his hand.
Yeah. He talks about how he was like, I just want to keep shooting bigger fireballs. And he basically crammed too much flash paper in like a flare gun and it explodes.
Oh wow.
And he fucks his hand all up. Mm-hmm. But he also like winds up like shrapnel in his stomach.
Oh man.
He goes, I watched the video and he really does it because he goes, because he's with Mikey Whipwreck. He goes, in character, he goes, fuck, Mikey, this is not good.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Perfect. That's a wrestler right there.
Yeah, no,
a wrestling manager right there.
He's been around for a while. He's got some good stories.
He does. He was rolling with Tajiri back in the day, Mikey, just all those guys. So the Monsters Ball was meh. And then they ended the whole thing with Feast or Fired. Eli Drake got the tag. And he's all like, what am I going to do with this? And he threw it. And I was all like,
I think he winds up with the heavyweight.
He almost hit somebody.
I think he probably shouldn't have threw that because there's fans over there and those things like look right, kind of hard.
I think he winds up with the world title eventually. I think coming up, he fights. Did Moose get the world title?
Moose got the world title.
I think he ends up fighting Moose for that world
title. Petey got the X Division title.
Obviously, a little Petey bump.
And then they opened up EC3's last. And I love EC3. This was the way Ethan Carter III should go out of Impact Wrestling. He goes, that's not my case. And JB's all like, I know it's just a formality, but we got to open this up. Here we go. And Ethan's like, no, it's not my case. It's not my case. And he dropped like one of the like cruiserweights or the X Division guy's name. He's like, that's so-and-so's case. He's like, no, it's yours. He's like, no, there's a 3 on that one. That doesn't even mean anything. That's not my case. I'm like, well, why would I even grab that? And then JB opens it up and everything. And then
doesn't he attack JB?
I'm getting to it. But then he's all like, no, this can't be how it ends. I'm Dixie Carter's nephew. I'm Ethan Carter III. Yeah. And he's like, and then he yells at the people. He's like, don't cheer for me when I'm putting myself over. I'm all like, that's so Ethan Carter. And then he attacks JB and everything. And then the one guy with the mohawk comes out.
Brian Cage or whatever.
Worst ending to Impact ever. And he just...
He's going to fucking triple smooth that move.
That movie's nuts.
I don't know. It doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look like the guy's getting anywhere near the mat.
I guess it's a tombstone pile driver set up into a sit down pile driver. I don't know.
Well, he keeps them on their shoulder. Their head's probably getting to about their belly button. His belly button.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
It looked to me like he has him in a
tombstone position. He gave to Ethan. Ethan looked perfectly safe.
The first one it looks like he's in a tombstone position, but instead just sits down.
Yeah, this looked more like he shoulder breaker or something. It's supposed to look like a pile driver, though. Sure. But he had his. They were turned the other way too. So.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, either way,
it
looks like it should be like a Dominator, but it looks like a pile driver, and it worries me.
They should turn it into a front slam or something, is all I'm saying. But, yeah, then he ran Ethan over, and then that was the end of that. And
are you buying him as a character? Like
not at all.
Not at all. Bad dude?
I'd rather see them push Brodus Clay, and Brodus Clay is not even that good. Oh, and then the other thing is backstage, before they open up their cases and everything, all the guys are... Ethan Carter is doing his interview, and everybody's going, "You're fired! You're fired! You're fired!" I'm like, why the fuck am I watching this if you're just going to tell me that he's fired? Like, everybody not with a case, just in the locker room, Brodus Clay walked by, just, I think Alberto walked by, just everybody.
Yeah,
they were telling
me they thought for sure he was fired.
Yeah, I'm like, then what the fuck am I watching for if you're just going to spoil it for me? Like, you did all that building. You could have just told me last week that he was fired.
I think they were trying to make it like sweet for him to, sweet moment where like the heel gets fired. The problem is that when you tape these so far back, and then he winds up on NXT, like it took all the fucking.
He's on NXT right now, and now like I finally saw his last Impact. Hopefully his final one, if it continues to go.
It's funny. Impact tweeted goodbye to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, I live in Orlando now. If you guys are like trying to hang out."
Yeah. That's funny. One last dig there. So, I think that's pretty much where we're going to leave this here for now, guys.
We got like 2 weeks till Mania.
2 weeks till Mania. We're on the road to WrestleMania here, everybody.
2 weeks till Mania. 4 days till my...
Funniest person in Grand Rapids. Yes, you're going to bring that title to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
That would, I feel like that would shoot this podcast up. Like to have the funniest person in Grand Rapids on it.
I think so.
That would be good.
We will gratuitously plug that.
I mean, here's the thing. If I don't win it, we can always get Jordan Shaver on here too.
Oh, there you go. So, good luck to you guys, but especially you, Showtime. Final thoughts here, Cody Goads?
I liked watching Final Deletion. That was cool.
That was really good. You can find that at UndisputedPodcast.com. I'll put it on the YouTube.
We did voiceovers of that and the McFoley. I think we should do a bunch of those.
I like that a lot. I like that.
We'll do more of those in the future. We got two more at least that we have to do.
We could just like do that for the whole fucking day. Just like 20 of them.
Just put them out there and show Impact Wrestling what commentary is supposed to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts, Showtime?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to Mania, but like my head is. This is the first. So every year I usually do a countdown to Mania, like on my Facebook. Like I count like days.
Oh,
hours.
Like 14 days to Mania.
Yeah, no, I usually do that, and I've been like so focused on this comedy thing that I haven't done it. Like that's where my head's
it's
at.
It's gonna creep up on
me. So I'm running the gauntlet this week, tonight. One show, maybe two, if I can sweet talk somebody. Monday show. Tuesday show, Wednesday
semifinals. Yes.
Come out and watch me. Cheer me on. Support a local comedy. Maybe I'll make it to the finals. If we make it to the finals, Chris Goh's got to do an interview with me.
Yep.
For it.
I remember them.
But yeah, I am definitely still pumped for Mania. It's gonna be a good show. The road to WrestleMania. It's been a quick time.
It really went by fast.
It did go by fast. I'm really happy that I'm gonna be able to experience that like this year with you guys. I usually
while watching.
Well, half experience. Like I said, I have a plan on blacking out.
Yeah, no, but I usually watch.
I'm on the Stephanie McMahon plan. As soon as she goes out, I go out.
No, that's reasonable. That happened last year.
That's my WrestleMania plan.
I usually watch Mania alone, so it'll be good to be watching. Mania party this year.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have
you get nice and friendly when you're drunk, too.
I do. I start hugging people.
Last time you just kind of like put your head on like my arm. You're like, man, I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that sounds like me. Oh, yeah. My whole wrestling gimmick is don't touch me, but you get a couple of brewskis in me or turn to Ric Flair and turn really emotional.
You are real saucy. That's right.
That's my man. That's, you know.
I also want the audience at my show to like me half as much as Ric Flair or rappers like Ric Flair.
There it is. Three claps for that. 1, 2, 3. Thanks, love guys. That.
Trebuchet, final thoughts.
Yeah. Some of my final thoughts. Donate to my GoFundMe. I want to be your next NWA champion.
Jesus Christ.
Check out that Ric Flair drip. That is a rap song about Ric Flair.
Yeah, I heard that's...
Woo!
Ric Flair drip. Is that about gonorrhea?
I don't want to touch it. I'm not touching what it's about. I'm just saying, check that out. Interpret on your own. We don't have a good enough lawyer for that yet, Showtime.
Oh, that's right.
David Otunga, hit me up.
We need to be...
We need a lawyer. Hashtag... Undisputed lawyer of the world. That's the way we will book you.
Undisputed lawyer of the world.
That's right.
I've been calling the law offices of Can We Fuck Him and How. They won't return my calls.
I was trying to hit up Parks and Parks, but their freaking shit gets destroyed every time I try to hit them up.
That's
fair. Can't do that. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania here. Come watch Showtime at Funniest Person in Grand Rapids, because that's going to be Showtime, folks. Be sure to check out Cody Goads at Goad and all his craziness.
Yep.
And I am the living legend, the one and only Trebuchet. We will be back next week. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
See you on the 28th.